Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Thanks for joining me tonight on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Yolanda Henderson, your host and your speaker for tonight, and I would like to say it is a pleasure to be back on the air and talking with you all tonight. I have a lot to talk about. The name of this series tonight is Godly Husbands and Wives, and I want to come to you with Thus Says the Lord. All right, and I'm going to be taking callers tonight, and we're going to be discussing a lot of information. Now, remember, I don't know everything, so I just want to let you know what I know and what I've researched and what I've learned over the years, and hopefully God will speak through me, and that's what I'm praying and asking for tonight, that God use me and speak through me so that what I'm saying is pleasing and gratifying to Him. We will start out with a prayer to ask God to come in. And like I said, just to use me as a vessel, and whatever it is that He wants me to say, it will be said in the name of Jesus. All right, if everyone could join me tonight in prayer, I would like to ask if you could close your eyes wherever you are. And just, we want to thank God, and we want to ask God to use us for His glory. Whatever it is that's going on with us in our lives, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. We ask that you heal us, heal our minds. We ask that you touch us and anoint us right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are lost, those lost souls out there, God, that don't know which way to go, don't know which way to turn. But God, you are a healer. You are a provider. You are a way maker. You do all things, God. You have the whole world in your hand, God, and we ask you right now, Father God, to just bless those, God, that's seeking a blessing right now. If it's you, if you need a blessing, if you need a healing, if you need something from the Lord, God knows your heart. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He even knows what we're going to do before we even do it. We thank Him tonight. We thank you, Father God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so I just want, again, I want to thank everybody that's listening, and we want to jump right into the series. This is part one and two, because last week we had an emergency and we had to jump off air, but we're going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to get back into it and talk about what thus said the Lord in marriage. So one of the best forms of favor is marriage. A lot of people get married with wrong intentions and don't really know what marriage is in the sight of God, in the eyesight of the Lord. So marriage is a great and one of the best forms of favor. Okay, so I'm going to discuss all areas. So this tonight we're going to discuss wives and husbands' roles in marriages. Okay. We're going to explain about love, what it means to love, okay? Some of us, we take the word love lightly. We don't really know what love is, okay? There's multiple forms of love. So we just want to make sure that we're saying and we're meaning the love that God has told us how and taught us how to do. And then we're talking about lust, and we're talking about sexual issues. Okay, so please don't send me a bad letter. Why am I asking me, why am I talking about sexual issues? Sex is made for marriage, and we want to discuss that because a lot of couples are suffering because of that lack. And I am a health coach. I'm certified in holistic health, and I'm a practitioner. And I deal with a lot of people, and a lot of couples come to me who can't conceive, who have hard time in the bedroom, who may be fertile, incompetent. So if there's a question, if someone knows someone or needs that healing part of them, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And I believe that he sends those people in your life to make a difference. Now, I do believe in medicine. I just choose an alternative to medications, okay? So I just wanted to kind of explain just a little bit. I do have an information session on what a health coach is. That will be February the 17th, February the 17th, and I will discuss what a health coach is and what that is involves, and I will give you the information towards the end of the show, okay? Okay, God bless you. So let's get into it. Women, I have a scripture. So if you know a lady out here that's wanting to listen and needs some information on marriage and what it means to be a godly woman, grab them real quick, call them, tell them I'm on the air, let them know that I got a great message. I'm not bashing anyone. I am talking straight from the Bible and Bible principles on what we as women, we sometimes can get it wrong. So I just want to let you know what I've come up with in my studies and my research. All right. So a wise woman knows that she cannot fake her role as a wife or take her role as a wife lightly. She must seriously work at building a strong and fulfilling relationship with her husband. And that's in Proverbs 14:1, which says, "The wise woman builds her house with her own hands, and the foolish one tears hers down." So women, when we're getting into a marriage, even if you're not married yet and you desire to be married, when we're getting into those relationships, we want to make sure that we are not taking our marriage roles lightly. We want to do all that we can and be all that we can for our spouses, for our husbands. They are who we chose by God and supposed to be our compatible equal yoke. Now, even if he isn't and we chose wrong, we still have a responsibility to honor and submit to our husbands, okay? It says that a wise woman, she builds up her house. She don't tear it down. She don't become foolish with her husband, and she don't break down her household, okay? So that was one of my pointers for wives. We must not be foolish in our relationships. We must remain wise. Why? Because when we are wise and we're building our marriages, our husbands can see the God in us. Thus, in return, our husbands will come to God himself if he's not already a church guy or a godly husband. We have the power to transform our husband's outlook on what it means to be a godly husband by first showing how to be a godly wife. And I will go into details about building up your house. I have lots of information. I told you I have some information that's going to blow your minds tonight. I want to tell you everything I know. Okay, so there's supposed to be No problem too big or too little. Okay? So if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the lamb and have abundant life. So in Isaiah 1 and 19, he says that he wants us to have prosperous lives. And we're saying that prosperous marriages is part of having a prosperous life. If you are with a spouse and you're miserable, it's something going on. If your spouse is miserable, there's something going on. I had to take a good look at what's going on with me in order to understand that there's something going on in my spouse. Okay? So that's a great, great, great passage to read of the scripture of saying what God desires for our life, having an abundant life when we're obedient. So it's good to be obedient, not only to God, but to our earthly God, our husbands, ladies, okay? So a lot of people may ask, okay, what is love? Love, the Bible says it best. It said it's kind, it's not jealous, it thinks no evil, it seeks not her own, it believes all things, it endures all things. And that scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. And when building and getting into a relationship, we first look at a person and we desire them. Some of us, we said we fell in love at first sight. Well, I believe that could be true, I believe. If you looking at someone or men, if they find a woman, they pretty much kind of know in their heart if she's the one. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain, who builds it? And that comes from Psalms 127:1. So we must be able to allow God to send us our mates. Otherwise, we'll be looking at a woman or a man. Well, for the ladies looking at a man, for the men looking at a woman, and we're lusting. We're not really loving. We see the niceness of the body, and we're looking at the outer appearance. And I'm not saying that everybody that has a good body is a bad person, but when you get to know and you know that this person is someone for you, their minds are stayed on Jesus, and they've been seeking and fasting and praying for a godly husband, and they know and they done studied how to be a wife, that's who, or a husband, that's, I believe, who God has for you. If you find that person that's seeking a godly relationship, that's seeking God first, because we want God to be the head of our marriages, and then the husband, and then the wife, and then the children, okay? So, ladies, we want to include in our prayers tonight. I want to give you some homework. It's not much, but when you go to bed tonight or when you say your prayers, and you're single, maybe some single ladies out there that's seeking a husband, or maybe even some women out here that's already started off bad and you want to get it right. You want God to anoint your marriage. You want him to touch and deliver and uplift your marriage. I want to give you this homework assignment. I want to say to you in your prayer and ask God this prayer right here. Lord, I give you my house to build. Teach me how to love my husband. Teach me, Lord. That's all we need to know. We need to be taught how to love. Because if we're not loving, we're thinking we're loving. We can think we love someone, but if we're not truly loving, then we're not being obedient to God. And we know what obedience gets us. Obedience gets us abundance. You know, it gets us everything we need. God takes care of us because we're obedient. Okay? So, the reasons why we need to love is because God wants us to buy to our old ways. God doesn't want us to be in our marriages, like I said before, upset with one another, talking bad to one another, screaming at one another. And somebody may say, well, ain't no perfect relationship. No, there's not. But there's a perfect way that God wants us to be loving, because he represents marriage. And said in his word that he is like a bridegroom to the bride. Therefore, so is the marriage. A groom, okay, there's a bride. When two people become married, husband and wife, okay? Therefore, God gave himself to the church. He loved us. He loves us. He wants to bless us. He poured out his spirit upon the church. He pours out his blessings upon the church. So just like that man and that woman that marries, God uses that as a parable. So it must be something about a marriage that God really esteems, okay? God did not create us to be frustrated, defeated, or discouraged, you know. He said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, you know, or have it to the fullness. And that scripture there comes from John 10:10, you know. He come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, okay? So, like I was saying, more abundance is what we should be looking for in our marriage, an abundant marriage. Well, we're going to stop right there and open up the phone lines, and if anyone have any questions on what we've talked about so far, please call in. The number to call in is 516-531-9837. Thank you. All right, we're back, and we have lots more to talk about, and I just want to reiterate that I'm Yolanda Henderson. I am your certified holistic health coach and your evangelist for tonight, your speaker. And I am excited that I am online on the air, and I have lots to say. What thus says the Lord? Back to where I was. I did talk about love, what it means to love. Now, ladies, sometimes we don't know how to love. And I was talking about what Corinthians said about love from the Bible. And if you're in a relationship, how to recommit your marriage, okay? How to effectively pray that God teaches us how to sincerely love. I just spoke with another lady who explained to me how at first you don't really know how to love. Some of us women, we have a hard time knowing how to love. We've been hurt so many times. Left in love, starting from our fathers. There are some fathers out here that why it's important to be in your daughter's lives, because you're the first relationship that we have with a male. We need to know and have that male figure tell us that we're beautiful, tell us how wonderful we are. I heard a message once, and I love this message so much. I used to sleep with it on my ear. And it was this guy telling women how important they were, how nice they were to God. Everything that the Lord would say to me or to you, all right. Well, thank you. I got bumped off, but I'm back again and just want to reiterate some things that I talked about. Wife and husband roles. We've talked to wives about being the godly woman that God wants you to be, what it means to love, and women, what it means to love your husband. Why do we need to obey and be obedient to God and his word to be good to our spouses? Why is it that we have a spouse? if we're in a marriage, and what our roles are, and how wisdom and foolery has something to do with our marriages. Okay, so let's get started back again, talking about submission. This is a word a lot of us don't like. Well, we'll talk about what it means to submit to your husband or your wife. And so this goes both ways, not just for the ladies, but also for the men, okay? So the Bible says to submit yourselves, okay, to one another, okay? So that's both couples, the husband and the wife. And it, submit means to describe the way you and I are to relate to our husbands. We are responders to our husbands. Love, protection, and leadership. So when we submit to them, we're letting them know that their love and their protection and their leadership is important because they are our husbands, wives. And submission never means that our personalities, abilities, talents, or individualities are to be buried. We will continue to have those feelings and be strong in the Lord, and also submit to our husbands what ease, because we know what love means and we know what obedience means. So we want to make sure that we're in line and in order to what God says. So it says to submit to one another out of reverence to Christ, and wives must submit to God and to get glory, okay? And so when we're doing this, we're not doing our submissive duties for just for our husbands. But ladies, when you're in a marriage, you're submitting because God is getting satisfaction, glorification for your submission. We want to make sure that when we're loving our husbands, that we not only see God through our husbands, but we're making sure that we're getting blessed by being what God wants us to be. Proverbs 31 woman, okay? We want to be a godly woman fashioned after a godly wife. And the Proverbs 31 woman was a fashionable wife, and we can go over her a little later or on our next series if we have time today, if we don't have time today, tonight. So both marital partners, like I said, must submit. And it's submission kind of came to a halt. And I was there in the 1960s when the first woman said, you know, hey, I don't want to, you know, stay at home and cook and clean up, you know. When I have 5 kids, and I know how much overload it could be working and submitting to my husband. That means when he comes home, his bed is made, his room is clean, his sanctuary, his area of tranquility is the way it's supposed to be. That takes a lot of work when you have a lot of people in the house. So, Lord forbid you have a big family and then you want to go outside and work too. You have to be very strong. And we can talk about doing that later. But there are some women who enjoy being outside of the house, but the inside can go undone in the home. The cooking for the husband when he comes home, unless you cook ahead of time, you manage your time wisely. And you can do some of those things. I'm not saying that it can't be done, ladies, okay? It can be done. We do it every day. We built to doing multitasking. That's in our DNA, a lot of us. So we just want to make sure. We just want to make sure that when we're doing what God wants us to do, that we are submissive, and we are making sure that our role as the wife is being done before we go out into the world and make everything and everybody else happy, okay? What's the old saying? It starts at home, okay? If the stuff in your household is not done and ain't happy, then how can you go out and go to a 9-to-5 and everything else is good on the job? Okay, but I wasn't around. That's what my point is. I wasn't around in the 60s when the first feminist movement came along, and it was the thinking that sometimes some people can say it was false. Not everybody wanted to work outside of the house. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, because two incomes is always better than one. So it's just a individual type of thing, okay? But we must admit, okay, a woman can be foolish, and I talked about a wise woman building her house, and with her own hands, the foolish one tears her down. We talked about that. And we must know that to love our husbands and children, we must be self-controlled and pure, and to be busy at home, and to be kind and be subject to our husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. And that's in Titus 2:4-5, okay? That is what a successful marriage principle are built upon, loving our husbands and our children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind and subject to our husbands. Now, a lot of women may say, well, I don't want a man that bad if I got to do all that, okay? Well, a lot of us are praying and we get into these bad relationships over and over and over and over again, and we don't know why, and we're asking God, and we're blaming God for abusive relationships and messed up men. And we have to realize we want our husbands to be happy. We want them to be whole, because they're the protectors. They're the leaders. They're the ones that God appoints to be our earthly gods. I want to say earthly gods. They're not God. We don't put them above God, but they're supposed to be under God in our homes. So we want to make sure that we are being an example, even if they're not. Okay, women? I know it may sound like I'm talking a lot to the women, and the men, they get, you know, get off free, but we have some information for our men as well, because a lot of this works two ways. If you have a wife that is maybe disabled, or, you know, she can't do a lot for you because of circumstances that may be arousing in the marriage, we have to kind of switch roles, and maybe the husband has to do the cooking, or, you know, it's some relationships that our men can say, hey, you know, I have to be very submissive to my wife, when that's not how I'm made. That's not in my DNA. But God equipped you. He said he will not put no more on you than you can bear. Okay, fellas? So I just wanted to cut in and give you all some examples as well. So in the Old Testament, okay, they give an example in the book of Esther of how foolish women can be, okay? And some women be like, well, she stole my husband. No, mama, no, nobody steals husbands. Nobody can steal no one from you, okay? A successful marriage requires some planning. It requires some prayer, lots of prayer, lots of devotion, lots of giving up and sacrificing. Lots of hearing from the Lord. I had to go into some deep prayer one night, and I wrestled with the Lord all night long until he actually, not wrestled with him physically, but mentally. I said, God, I'm not getting up from here until you give me what I need to know, equip me so that I don't have to go through this over and over and over again. I want to get it right, and I will do what it takes. Teach me your ways, dear Lord. I want to be pleasing to my Heavenly Father and pleasing to my husband, most importantly to my Heavenly Father. But in order to please my Heavenly Father, I have to allow the man that he sent to me to be pleased. Okay? And that's mind, body, and soul, ladies. Mind, body, and soul, men. Okay? So the foolish queen, Vashti, did not respond to her husband's leadership. And when he requested for her to join him at a party he was given to allow guests to observe her beauty, she was second guessing, okay? She was not wanting to submit. She wanted to do her thing. Now, she was already beautiful. The Bible says she was a beautiful woman. He admired her, okay? So just because you look good, women, you think, well, I got this going for me, and I'm this way or that way. I don't need no man to ask me to do nothing, and we get beside ourselves, ladies. I know some of y'all do that. You know, that's called being a foolish woman. You might say, what is the definition of foolish? Foolish is not doing what God wants us to do, okay? Being disobedient, even to our husbands, okay? You know, we have some men who don't care if we're disobedient to God as long as we obey them. And I say, if I'm obedient to you, if I'm going to be obedient to you and show you my sincere obedience, I want to make sure that I'm obedient first to my Father who's created me. Then you may see and recognize that I'm not playing games because I don't want to play games with the Lord. If I'm sincere enough with my Father, my Heavenly Father, then I'm going to be sincere with you. You know. So a lot of wisdom comes into marriage. Okay? So, Esther, who, after the king banished the queen Vashti from his presence, he chose Esther to be his queen. Okay? So men, we gotten wives that's been disobedient and lack of understanding and the will and the ways of the Lord and can get dismissed. Okay? Queen Vashti in the Bible had that happened to her for being foolish. Esther, who the Bible says, responded to King Xerxes, and his leadership and results were wonderful. Okay? So in a period where she could have lost her life, her submissive attitude and her wise actions caused the king to say, now what is your petition? And it will be given to you. Even up to half of the kingdom, it would be granted. And that's in Esther 5 and 6. And the crisis was resolved soon afterwards. And Esther's life and the lives of the entire Jewish nation was saved because of her right and action and wise actions that God blessed. So, women, we want to be wise. We want to build a successful marriage by meeting our husband's needs, as described in chapter 31, verse 11 to 12, and it says that her husband was full of confidence in her. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. So I suggest that we use this verse as a meaning to stick to it and evaluate our relationship and our attitudes and our actions towards our husbands, women, and soon-to-be wives. Those of you praying and seeking God for a husband, we have to know not to destroy our men, okay? Not to tear down our marriages, okay? So we have a few minutes left, and I just want to open up the lines for any questions or concerns. Next week, we're going to have a guest speaker, and we're going to have someone speaking on the series of the marriage series, and I am excited about that because there is so much for us to learn. God, he has done so much in my life. I'm learning, and I'm excited about learning. And I want you all to be just as excited about learning as I am because God is able, okay? In February, being the tradition of the people to love and to send gifts and healthy hearts, we want to make sure that our heart is right with our marriages. It's too many marriages failing. It's too many ways that the devil is sneaking in. And I want to say it's the devil. Sometimes it's our foolish ways, women, men. We have to start getting wise and start defeating Satan for our marriages. Okay? So had I knew what I known before, there probably wouldn't have been so many mistakes, okay? So we want to stop the mistakes before they get out of hand. And if you all pray for me, I'll pray for you. Nobody's perfect here. But we're trying to get to a level of perfection. We don't want to be a baby all our lives and stuck on milk. We want to get out of the milk, the infant formula, and we want to go to some real substance, okay? So we're transitioning, and in this transition, we have to be taught. We have to be willing to learn and to open up our minds and listen to what thus said the Lord, okay? So if anybody have any questions or concerns about marriages, I know it's a lot of people that been married 20, 30 years, and they're just now getting it together. But by the grace of God, they didn't have to go down that divorce route. They didn't have to go into divorce court. So we want to guide and mold our marriages and make sure that women, we are doing everything that we're supposed to be doing for our spouses. Because somebody else will, if you don't. And I wanted to let you all know and talk about the relationship with God, okay? And in the Bible, it says in Genesis 2:18, the Lord said it's not good or sufficient for man to be alone, and I will make you a suitable helper, okay? So Adam said, this creature is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. So this is where the first design of male and female in marriage began. It was not suitable for a man to be alone. Okay? And we are to help our husbands, ladies. Okay? We're made from two different types of DNA structure and everything. The New Testament echoes man's need for a woman and God's purpose in making her. Men did not come from a woman, okay? Nowadays, you might say, and we might shout this out a lot. I know I do sometimes. Well, I birthed the male species. Yes, I give birth through the grace of God and through being able to have children, but God is the one who created the design of the man, the mental, the DNA. You know, he formulated all of that in the beginning of time, so I could never really I can never be a man, you know. I was not created with that design that only God created for a man, okay? No matter how hard I try, how hard I try to teach my boys, I can't give them an insight of what God wants for a man to know. Another man can. We can read about it. We can discuss what someone other man wrote, but we'll never really, really understand fully women. So man did not come from a woman, but woman from a man. Neither was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. And that's in 1 Corinthians 11:8-9. So I'm talking a lot of information to women about men, okay? A lot of men was thinking I was going to be talking more to the men, but I have a lot to say to our women. Okay, we were created to be helpmates for our men. That means if our man wants us to do certain things, I'm not saying we're going to be slaves or anything like that, but if his needs are not being fulfilled and he has a special need, women, we are to do that. Okay, that's our wifely duty. You get that once that ring goes on. That's something that you should have thought about if that wasn't somebody you was attracted to or really loved. You know, we don't think about that kind of stuff. Okay, women? I'm not bashing anyone. I'm just speaking the truth from what I've learned and what I'm continuing to learn, okay? So we all know that Eve was the first woman, and she left her role of responding to her husband's leadership, and she negatively affected all humankind. So we see through Eve is an example that if we are not in line with what God wants us to do as wives to our husbands, then we're gonna cause wreck havoc for generations and generations. Okay? So if you aren't trusting God for your guidance, you may be influencing your husband in wrong ways. So again, men, this is for the men. We fixing to wrap everything up now. If you didn't find a wife that is submitting to God and she's not responding to her role as your godly wife, we need to reevaluate our lives and pray, okay? We're going to pray for each other. Wives, we're going to pray for the husbands. And husbands, we're going to pray for the wives. Wives, we want to get it together for our husbands. We want to get it together with God. So if there's someone on the air that needs prayer, please call me offline tomorrow morning. I'll be available at 1-888-959-2093. Again, 1-888-959-2093. And that is our extension. That is our number to offline calls to our business, where we are in the business for pleasing God and helping you learn what thus says the Lord. Thank you all again. Have a wonderful night for listening. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Call somebody next week. Let them know that I'm coming on the air and I'm going to be talking about what thus says the Lord, Godly Husbands and Godly Wives series, part three of our series. And we want to thank you. Thank you, God. And thank you all for you listening in. And please join us next week. Have a good night.